How about them tops, son?
All day.
SEC boys.
SEC. They supposed to be SEC. Crazy all day, baby.
You're listening to the Red Out Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into a Red Out short clip here. This is from our latest episode. Hope you enjoy. Winners, losers. Losers, us, because we can't get out of this rain.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true. For winners, I had both baseball and softball for having a good weekend.
Cheers to that.
Somebody's got to win.
Hey, I'm glad with, you know, I'm glad the past time
has started. We've been to you and...
Yep.
I mean,
hey, and that's all he's got, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, who else did they play?
I can expand on them.
You go right ahead.
So baseball swept NKU. I think that's the first time we played Northern in anything. So, but we own one of our little brothers in the state. So swept them, and then softball took 2 out of 3 to beat Western Illinois. They've started off 6-2 on the season. So pretty good start to the year for the Diamond Tops. So
that's awesome. It's great. Great, great, great.
Yeah.
Jake and I are notoriously bad about baseball. Last year, we just skipped it.
I mean, literally the whole podcast, I was like, yeah, I don't know what else to talk about. Like, I'm not good at roster.
I'll be your baseball expert whenever the time comes.
Thank God, because we need it. Because, I mean, I only played 1 year.
I played several, but...
I don't really have a pro team, really. I used to really like the Yankees, but...
I'll give another baseball related winner real quick.
Go for it.
Padres getting Manny Machado. I mean, I'm just happy that, you know, not the usual suspects of the Yankees, Red Sox, you know, whoever got like the big free agent guy. So I guess we'll see where Harper goes, but you know, it's cool to see the Padres of all teams get a superstar player.
You could legitimately have said any name right there.
Yep.
And I would have been like, yep, that sounds great, Ross. That's awesome.
Yeah, same.
Yep, Manny Ramirez.
I literally know Trout yeah. Harper.
Okay.
That's
it. Honest question, do you guys know who Mike Trout is?
Yeah, I know Mike Trout and I know Bryce Harper. Yeah. Those are like the two MLB players that I can like, oh, yep, I know what they look like.
I know Aaron Judge.
I know Judge.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm a football dude and that's it. But, yeah. Any other baseball person, if they sound Dominican, I'll just say, yeah. I know who that is, yeah.
Oh, that guy's from Honduras.
Coco Crisp is still one of the greatest sports names of all time.
That is an amazing sports name.
Coco Crisp. Coco Crisp to the wall! And he catches it! I guess...
I got a loser for you.
Go for it.
The freaking net rankings.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so mad about RPI 2.0.
Yeah.
Western can go on a 5-game... Now, granted, I know, we're not whooping up on anybody. Great. Can win 5 games in a row, 4 games, and literally
6 games before.
Yeah, and literally not change a net ranking, not go up or down, literally like 120, 121, take one loss, drop 10 points,
yeah.
10 spots.
That's bullshit.
Screw you in ET.
Yeah.
They're literally making it up as they go again.
Yep. Yep.
It was supposed to be this good metric that was like, actually take into account other stuff.
Nope.
And it absolutely is RPI 2.0, and it's crap, and they should be held accountable for it being crap. And also, it doesn't update. Like,
you can have that.
Oh, cool. they just handed me a Sonic Spork, which is awesome. More nerd stuff. But no, like, seriously, if you're gonna say this is gonna take into account like BPI and Sangren and KenPom and all these advanced metrics, and oh, look how we're gonna break it down, and then legitimately... Then not do that.
Yeah, and
screw off. I'm done with it. I'm done with the net. I was so excited because you know I love numbers. I love all the advanced stats.
Yeah,
I'm a Sagarin guy, but I'm pissed off about it. It's so stupid.
I'm an analytics guy with you, and it's annoying. Go ahead, Ross.
I got something to add though. When it comes to Western this year, and it's just another thing of how disappointing the season is. We're not an efficient team, so. All right, we had 3 15-point wins all season.
Yep.
And we've got all those bad losses. I mean, we are probably about where we deserve to be in the 120 to 130 range. Last year, we were blowing teams out. We were taking care of business against the more mediocre teams. And, you know, it's it's kind of been frustrating where, you know, we've got all these top end wins, but we're not winning efficiently. And that's what the computers want. They want you to dominate your opponents. They want you to take care of business against the lesser teams. And even you look at last week, like MTSU, what did we beat them by, 7? And then we lay that egg on Saturday. So,
but then again, the net has specifically capped the margin of victory by at 10 points because they don't want people to run up the score. They're still doing it. But
well,
like,
how many people are we beating by 10 points even?
Well, no, I'm just saying that the net in itself, like in its actual how it works, is not what they promised, and it takes me off. I'm not saying we shouldn't be in the 130s. I'm saying that if you're going to if you're going to say you're going to do something and you're going to reward some teams for like big wins, but then punish you, like you can win 6 games and then lose 1 and it drops you 10, especially when like UAB's a bad team, they're not that bad of a team compared to getting like several wins in a row, it ought to bump you at least some. But there was no movement for well over a month when we're winning. And it's just, it doesn't seem like it ought to be that way. And another thing, and you know, kind of stealing this from the Midday Rush of the day, but why don't you, if it's automatic, if it's a computer ranking, how come there's not a script to where it's ready at 8 a.m. on Monday morning?
Amen.
Like, why does it take 6 hours if it's automated? Like, I know NCAA, I know you got at least one nerd. If you don't, I got a guy for you who can run that script in your program to get that crap to post on Twitter at 8.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing?
I guess the dude doesn't come in till 8.
Yeah, has the metrics all update like instantly.
Yeah,
it
just
the game in.
Because it's absolutely like it's actually numbers, it's actually a computer. I'm convinced the NET is like just 3 dudes in a room. Like, dang.
They're like, hey, I don't get there till at least 9, so we're not going
to
start.
I think I got to have coffee, and I got to get pooped for 30 minutes.
You got
to
stand around the water cooler for a little bit and talk. And
randomly, do any of you guys actually have water coolers at work anymore? Like, is that a thing still some places?
I don't have a water cooler at my work, no.
Because
we have an area where we lounge,
we had
but. Go for it, Ross.
When I worked in an office and I worked from home, we had a little, basically you get ice or water out of it. But
yeah, we had like a spigot.
Cooler, like.
A spigot?
Yeah, like a thing, yeah, like a water thing.
I just picture a spigot on the side of the
wall. Yeah. Ice machine with a button for water and a button for ice.
That's that's pretty much like, that's the normal, like a fridge almost. Like, there's your water or whatever.
Jared, do you have a water cooler at your work?
No, I'm a self-employed music teacher. I mean, there's no real need for that. If they're thirsty, I mean, I can get you a glass of water. But, I mean, usually most lessons are like 45 minutes anyways. So, I mean,
You don't provide an array of snacks and goodies for your students?
No, if it was up to my mom, she would, like, cook them all sorts of crazy stuff.
Dude, that's what you should do, and then you charge a premium.
Orange slices.
Dude, yeah. Now, here's free business tip, right?
Yeah.
Have packages, right, that are tiered in price based on the cool stuff you get.
Yeah.
And
then they could be platinum members and get all the food they want.
Right.
Round-the-clock lessons.
We'll get you feedback. You know, you can have a video chat with me if you're struggling in practice.
Yeah. Platinum members. Or you could even do diamond.
Diamond
members. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you can completely. We can completely monetize your life, Jared, if you'd really like for us to.
I mean, I could always use the extra money, so.
Well, I don't know how much extra money you'll make, because obviously, you know, as a lawyer,
I get
30% off the time, so.
Well, there we go.
Wait, I think you guys are breaking up on me. What was that?
Yeah. Some sad news, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen, and our stance here is, we're happy for the kid no matter what. Ben Holt is going to grad transfer to Purdue. No matter what you think about the situation, the kid is going to do what's best for him, and that's fine with me.
Well, and in this situation, too, like, honestly, when he stayed, when his dad left, I was like, oh, this is a very pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Because you figure he wants to go, I mean, his dad's coach. He'd want to follow. When he stayed, I thought he was going to stay for the remainder.
Yeah.
The only person I'm mad at is, and Ross, I think you had said this at some point, is I don't know if I've ever seen a coach leave a mid-major to a Power 5 and absolutely hamstring and poach players like Brom has.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah. And I don't know if I decide.
Start my rant.
Please do.
Go for your rant, buddy.
Okay, so I got on this with Dominique Yates on Twitter yesterday, or not yesterday, probably like last week when the news broke. And like I said, Bolt is kind of a different situation. You know, he's going to play for his dad, and you can kind of see where it happened, but, you know, why it happened and everything else. But this is total Bush League bullshit by Grom. I can't think of a single coach that's moved up and has regularly poached his former school of 3 all-conference players. Prior to that happening, we had never lost a grad transfer to a Power 5 school, and he started that trend because he started with T.J. McCollum, who had been a great player, you know, a senior leader on a team that probably was about 1 or 2 defenders short. And then last year with Dennis Edwards, you know, all-conference guard, you know, anchor on line. And then this year with Nick Holt, I mean, it's like, you know, Dominique said, oh, Brom doesn't know WKU anything. But that's horseshit. I have not seen a single coach do that in another school. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, you're at Purdue. You already have all the money in the world. You have the Big Ten money. You can recruit over us. Why do you have to steal players from your former school that gave you your break and everything else? And that's, to me, that's nonsense. And it's honestly makes the job for Helton and even Samford before him that much harder when you don't respect the place that you just left. And I just think it's ridiculous.
Well, and that was my whole rant that one time when I went off on Braun about people, you know, right after he took Louisville job, yeah. They're publishing all this sympathetic crap about how great he is. Like, let me explain something to you. He is a careerist,
plain
and simple, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But do not paint this man as some sort of saintly, awesome dude who is just trying to do the right thing, look after his guys. No, he's looking after Jeff Braum. And when he leaves Purdue and takes a major school job, which if he does anything at Purdue, he will.
Yeah.
I fully expect him to be talking the same crap at Purdue.
Yep.
Be like, oh, well, you know, I thought we got as far as we could. And then to lift a couple of dudes.
I would love to see him.
Well, he already admitted if he went into U of L, he would have taken Rondale Moreland.
Oh, yeah, he for sure.
Yeah.
And it was one of his reasons, like, well, I just didn't want to do that to Purdue. No. You still want to deal with the fire that's and the expectations are at Louisville.
Yep.
Like, you just didn't want to be the favorite son to come home and not.
He didn't want to start over. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, because he would have, right?
Yeah, I mean, he would have.
He would have had some athletes that came with him, and there's a little bit of talent on that team. But at the same time, it was. From a talent perspective, it was kind of a dumpster fire.
It was.
Like, it's real bad.
Yeah.
And Satterfield's having to start pretty much brand new. That's why he's brought in the entire coaching staff. Yeah. And, like, I am a Braum dude. Like, when he was here, I thought he was hot.
Yeah, you're a Braum beater. That's for sure.
I mean, for sure. Like, and still, I'm like, this dude, when he has talent,
yeah.
is absolutely going to pillage wherever he goes. But that doesn't make him a super sweetheart, nice guy, like, he's crying on Drew Deaner's
show. Do not start
like,
canonhood for him.
Give me a freaking break.
Yep. My thing is, for instance, I don't know if a lot of you all remember this headline or not, but when Tubby Smith went off, that he had a bunch of players leaving Memphis and going to Kansas. Wasn't that right, Kansas? And he's going off.
They're leaving Memphis because Tubby Smith's a crap coach.
Yeah. He's a mediocre coach at best. He's never going to be the glorious coach that he is, but anyway,
he's a good coach. He's just not a good recruiter, and he's too old. So
he's too old.
He's mediocre.
He's out of the game now.
Yeah, he's not going to be the greatest. But the thing is, with Tubby, he was griping that these players are transferring out, and I'm like, dude, don't gripe at them. You can quit your job at Memphis and go anywhere else in the world and start that. You know, you do not have to sit out a year where they'll have to transfer, which is another gripe of mine. But another time, but
I hate when coaches are like, I can't believe all these players, these grad transfers. Like, I love Cal. When Louisville was taking from Cleveland State, his buddy, he was like, oh, these are terrible transfers. Oh, yeah? Well, about Reed Travis there, buddy?
Yeah.
What about
stealing
that from Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my thing, though. Here's my one thing on that. I get the whole free thing is, as a Western fan, if you let unrestricted stuff, we'd get our roster pillaged every season. We would lose Forrest Lamp, Taywan Taylor at the first drop of a hat. And that's why, you know, I have mixed feelings on that. Like, same with paying players. It's like, you know, if you went to that, basically, that free system, I mean, it would pretty much, you might as well just say, okay, buy Western, because there's no way we can compete just you know, without the scholarship limits, without this, they would just poach our players left and right when they got good.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's kind of a mixed bag in my opinion.
Completely agree. You couldn't, there is no possible scenario where Western could survive in a pay-to-play or whatever scenario.
If there's a very, very, very reasonable salary cap.
Yeah, but then you got to do salary caps.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like the NFL.
Well, of course,
just super reasonable.
The greatest
yeah,
meme
but,
I've read.
Know, the mid-majors don't make the rules, so, you know.
Nope.
It wouldn't go that way.
I mean,
no, the plebs never make the rules.
Right, and it wouldn't go that way. You would not, because you got these, and it's one of those things where they talk about, like, look, there are, for the vast majority of even Division I Power 5 football players, the vast majority, we're talking like 98% of these guys, are not where the money would go.
Nope.
Honestly, if it was a salaried system, right? There's a 2 or 3% guys that would get legit all
yeah.
the money. Because
you're
they're
yeah.
the ones,
your
the Rondell Moore,
yeah.
that
yeah.
literally would get the money.
Yeah.
And then everybody else would be like, okay, we'll pay you the league minimum. Like,
yep.
Because you're not a star.
Yep, you're O-line, you're D-line.
Right, I'm sorry, you're
yeah.
not. You're not Trent Richardson, you're not your Tim Tebow's. All the money's going to them.
Yep.
And so, you know, I mean, it'll happen. Something will shake
Something's
up.
Something's going to happen.
They'll do something like when they increase the like living expense one, the like cost of attendance. When they bump, they'll probably keep bumping
yeah.
that to you know for guys and maybe they'll lessen up on like
their
image
yeah.
licensing you know because that could be pretty beneficial.
That could be,
to them.
Yeah, it could be.
You know if they ever bring back NCAA football, which
yeah.
please EA, I know you're not
oh,
listening,
yeah.
but please do.
Here's my greatest meme that I've seen out there, and I think it should happen, is that the XFL and the AAF should have a Super Bowl-esque game, and the winner of that goes into the NFL, and the lowest-ranked NFL team falls back into one of those leagues.
Dude, like soccer.
That would be so cool.
Relegation.
Yes.
It'd be like soccer. That
yes.
would be awesome.
Yes, it would.
That would be awesome. The Niners would be the top of the
yes.
third-tier league.
I think that would be the greatest thing. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, congrats to Ben Holt. Brom, you can
yeah.
suck it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I
agree.
I've never heard... Honestly, Jake said, I haven't heard of a coach poaching his players like Brom's been doing. And that's all he's
well,
doing.
Here's a question, though, devil's advocate. How much of it do you think is the player saying, I really miss Brom, and I wish I could go join him, as opposed to Brom saying, kind of whispering in their ear, saying, hey, come join me.
Here's
because
my thing.
That's something to think of, too.
I think it's the latter.
You think it's the latter? I honestly think Ben is looking at this, and I don't blame him. New coach, new system. He's like, dude, I'm going to be a grad student, and I'm going to have to learn a completely new one.
He kept all the defensive staff.
Okay,
yeah, that's true.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's true.
With Ben Holt, I get it a little bit because he's going to go play with his dad. That's whatever. I don't know why he's choosing to do it now versus
yeah, that's puppies.
Mom's home.
That was Ben Dick, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so I don't know why he didn't jump earlier. The fact that he's jumping out, okay, fine.
Well, he jumped now, I guess, because of the grad transfer rule. I guess. I don't know.
But
I just don't know why he waited to this time to do it.
But you know, I do... Like we said, he's kind of a singular circumstance. He's
yeah.
actually going to play for his dad. I kind of get that.
Yes.
But the other dudes, I do think it's Brom being like, "Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Let's go play in the Big Ten.
Could be.
It's a good
damn
good dead bread."
So I guess on another kind of depressing note, the Lady Tops are on a 4-game skid.
Oh wow!
I know, right? They fell to MTSU. They also lost to UAB. MTSU, it was 81-69, and UAB was 70-63.
Not nice.
So, from what I have heard, and I'm not quite sure, there is no pod for the
Matt
ladies.
Matt McKay has an article coming out tomorrow. Yeah.
About it.
Okay.
Yeah, they only did the pod system for the dudes. I think that's
dudes
now,
get the
right?
pods, girls do not. But the next game the girls have is against Marshall on the 23rd, which is my mama's birthday. Happy birthday, mama.
Terry,
then,
we know you're listening.
Yeah.
Tell her we said happy birthday.
Yeah. And this is being downloaded to your phone. You just have no idea. in North Texas, the 2nd of March. And then we play MTSU on the 7th. So we'll see how those go. Marshall and North Texas are away, and MTSU are at home.
Guys, what does the conference tournament seeding look like at this point for the Lady Tops?
I thought that was the dog for a second.
I thought that was the dog. First, we thought his neck popping was a fart. Then we thought the burp was a dog. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I've got a lot of noises coming out of me tonight. It's
like a 9-piece band over there. Just
yep, I'm like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins over here.
WKU 5th in the conference for women's right now.
Okay.
So most likely not a good conference standing for
us. Yeah, like right there. Like
we're not probably going to get tournament plays.
There's an opportunity. Marshall's the number 3 seed right now, so we beat them. North Texas is probably a spot behind us. But Matt McKay's got a piece coming out tomorrow. This is the most points WKU's allowed since 2001, 2002.
God.
I mean, it's just this transition from Michelle Clarker to Collins has just been kind of a nightmare. And, you know, we'll see if they can dig out of it. I mean, I think right now it's just, you know, finish the season with a winning record, build upon it, and find your leaders for next year, I would say, are kind of the goals for the rest of the season. And, you know, if you get a top 4 seed in Frisco, you know, maybe everything falls right and you can sneak in.
Do either of you guys know when the Frisco, contract for the tournament is up? Because I am so sick of that.
This is the last year.
I think it's got at least
is
two
it?
More.
So Jared's saying two. Ross says no. So it's got at least a year left. We'll average it.
God, I'll have to look that up later because I hate that AAU four game, all these games going on at once, curtains up.
The opera room, yeah, that's so ghetto. I'm sorry.
Guess who's going this year?
I don't know. Who?
Me.
Yeah, I know. I was just playing along for that.
Me. Jared. He's so excited.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm excited. We'll actually have somebody on the floor.
Excited.
We might be able to call you during a game.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, I'm gonna go try to get a credential, even though WKU won't credential us, and then go ask Rick Stansbury a question about his back.
Hope you enjoyed the clip from our latest episode. Subscribe for our weekly Red Out podcast. And always remember, go Tops.